So as we spoke about at the beginning of our service tonight, it is the last Wednesday of the month, which means that we have the blessing of our satsang tonight, where we ask questions that are on our hearts and our minds, and Spirit answers through Baba Moses to whatever we would like to learn more about or have insight into. Thank you, Baba Moses.
Thank you, worship leader. We are grateful to the divine that is fully present within us, around us. At this meditation, as an offering to God, and at all times in our lives, may the divine wisdom permeate our whole consciousness and bring us to a place of knowing and of understanding that we may continue to explore and walk joyfully in gratitude throughout the rest of our lives. So I now welcome you to ask any questions that may be on your mind by the spiritual nature of yourself, or the material nature of things, whatever it may be, we have that trust that the divine will come through and guide us. So if you have any questions, now is the time.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
In our opening prayer that we say each week, when we say the great fellowships of light, masters of light, guardians of light, and so on, can you explain what we're saying, what it means?
I think all of us had that question, so I don't need to repeat that. They are very distinct. The fellowships of light are pretty much the great ones who are fully realized. Here on earth, we may call them the Council of Elders. And it's not a huge group. They've excelled beyond anything you can even imagine. And so they are assigned, you could say, they are assigned to monitor things, to give assignments, even to the saints and others as they come here. They take that instruction from the divine and it must be fulfilled. And it is from that fellowship of light, in some practices they call it the brotherhood of light. Yeah. Sisterhood of light. Unless they reveal themselves to you, you won't know them. But we invoked their presence so that there is no daylight, if you want to say that, between us and God, between us and the mission that our soul came here to fulfill. So we have that in recognition that each soul is sent here based on the programming they have for each soul. In other words, they know exactly what a soul needs to fulfill that God's mission for them, karma or no karma. You know, so they are the primary dot where it comes. Not because those who are not in that council or fellowship No, because they are not realized too. It's just, and unless there is no replacement in them, unless one of them decides that they don't want to live individually anymore, that they dissolve into the Spirit of God. So it would be as if they never existed. Not that they died, they just dissolved. So that's the fellowship of light. The guardians of light are the ones that is assigned to each soul. You could say like your guardian angel that monitors individual souls, their purpose in life, how they need to fulfill it, the issues and all of that. So those are the guardians of light. And the masters of light are the rest who came up just like us, and then they realized God. So that's why when we invoke that, is bringing the community of souls, saying, okay, we welcome all of you to be fully present in our life, in our journey. And that way we're not leaving any chances. We're able to have that connection so that even the darkest of the darkest of our life, they shine light into it when as is needed. So that's why we do that.
I have a question. So you once gave a sermon talking about how there can be like there's like a spirit assigned to different locations or to like a building or an organization. And I'd love to learn a bit more about that. And like for example, there's like a spirit. The spirit of, let's say, of Portland, or spirit of Northwest Portland, or spirit of a building, an elementary school, or a school district. Is the spirit in these cases, is it always positive? Is it, kind of any information or insight into what we can do to harmonize with the spirit of places and organizations that we frequent.
The question being asked is to shed more information about the spirit of a land, of a building, of an organization. Whatever that is physically created, and how can we invoke harmony with them? If there is a physical being or structure, even if it's created by the human mind, we must always recognize that human creation also has inspiration. Now, whether we use it for good or bad, that's a different thing. We wouldn't have electricity if the divine spirit didn't put it there. We wouldn't have an airplane or even the way we build our home. So everything that we enjoy on this planet, and this is the smallest of the galaxies of the planet, came from that spiritual stream. Now, it is a good thing to understand that because each person, even the flower, a group of flowers, they have their own spirit. And don't confuse it with another flowers, with their spirit. So if you go into the forest, you may see a group of apple trees. They have a guardian spirit in them. Now, if you go to that apple tree, you're asking that this is how they make. If we any of us have seen any movie about Moses having a staff, And you know, Jesus as a shepherd, having a staff and all of that. One of the ways to create those staff that we carry that power is before you even go to the tree and cut it and cut the limb, you need to say hello to the tree, like you're talking to another individual. Hi, how are you? You know, I'm here. Will you allow me to have a conversation with you? And then you can say, this is what I would like to do. Will you be open to this? You know, but you must also know the property of the tree. You know, what is it, a healing tree? Is it, you know, a protective tree? You know, it's like the herbs. So when you go there, if you go to a set of, let's just say, apple trees, and you recognize, you say hello and all of that, and you're asking them for help, because they are also able to see your intention. So don't think you are fooling them. You are not fooling. If they feel your intention is true, is pure, they might say, okay, yeah, we will let you cut our, because that's their limbs. We'll let you cut part of us to do this. So, and if they allow you, then you make an offering. It could just be simple water or thank you or whatever they ask for. But if that group, if that particular tree says no, you can count on it, their group, they will know that, okay, someone among them said no. But you can go to another group of apple tree and say, hey. So they have their own guidance because they are alive, just like we are alive. Just because I say no doesn't mean Michelle or Sheree or Brooke or Lee or Linda will say no. You know, so each has their own, and sometimes they will say no because they know they cannot fulfill your mission. Because if they are not whole, maybe part of them is sick. People forget trees get sick, you know, or, you know. So, and they know they cannot fulfill it for you. So they might say no. So it doesn't mean they don't want to work with you. It just means that particular tree say, I cannot fulfill your mission. So go to another tree. So it's the same thing. Like this ashram, there's a spirit that guides the land of this ashram, this house. So if you want to be in harmony with any of these spirits, it's a simple thing. You bless them. Beloved, bless the spirit of this organization. Bless the spirit of this land. May I live in harmony with them. May they live in harmony with me. And may I prosper. Your words is power. Don't ever forget that. Your word alone is powerful enough to initiate that. You don't need to do special, you know, unless if it's, you go to a land that is ancient, and don't think because you are in the modern world, that spirit is going to change their nature for you. They would not. So if their protocol, it has been an ancient way, that's the way you need to relate to them. You need to talk to them. You need to say, okay, what can I offer in order to have this relationship? And you better follow what they tell you. You know, if you say, well, we can't do that, I'm not going to, then there's no relationship. So if there's a land where the spirit is not really fully happy with humans, they will be on a defensive posture. So don't say you're going to go build a house or do something. You will have issues in that house. You won't be able to, you know. And so, if they are not used to humans, or because the way humans have treated them, you know, because we forget that they have feelings, just like us. So if humans does not respect the land, and let's say the natural shrub or flower, and we just cut them or abuse them or do whatever to it, that spirit will be on the defensive. So you might need to do a kind of prayer to bring your energy in harmony with that. And if it's a land where they use as a burial ground and is sacred, and they don't want humans, you know, they will give you warning if you are if you are developing that, sometimes the hair on your head will stand up. They will give you a warning like, don't come here. This is not a place for you to rest. And you better pay attention to it. It's the same thing with rivers and bodies of waters. That's why there are some lakes here in the United States, especially in the LA, that a lot of people have drowned in because they have not appeased the spirit of that water. Something, humans must have done something there that they are still holding malice. You know, let's put it that way. And that's why when you go to any land, or don't just take it for granted. You know, bless them. That's all you have to say. Beloved God, bless the spirit of this land. That alone is enough. And then if you want to have a relationship, may my spirit live in harmony with the spirit of this land. It's the same thing for the organizations we work with. The moment they are created, there is a spirit assigned to that organization. So if you want to prosper there, you bless the spirit of the organization and you ask that spirit of the organization to work with you. As long as that spirit knows you are doing everything to bring success to the organization, you are not trying to undermine it, guess what? They will work with you, they bless you, you might actually rise quickly. Because they can see things just like we can see the sunlight, you know. Yeah, and that's where, like, in the native way, the natural way, you see they invoke the power of the sun, the spirit of the sun, grandmother sky, you know, and all of that. Yeah, grandfather sky, grandmother earth. Yeah, because there is a spirit present in everything. Same for each country. Because the country, United States, has its own guiding spirit. And with that guiding spirit, there are spirits of the different lands. You know, like they will always say, the guardian spirit of Israel is Michael. You know, so and once you are connected to any of these, they will work in harmony with you as long as your intention is pure. Yeah. So, and that's why if a country invade another country, you know, and the spirit at odds, you will see all kinds of craziness will happen there. And the perfect example will be what happened in Daniel, the book of Daniel. I don't know if you can go and read it. Daniel was praying, asking God for forgiveness for his people so that things can. And because he's precious in God's sight, while he was fasting, before he can even complete that ritual prayer, God has already answered it. And God sent Archangel Gabriel to go and inform Daniel. But to get to where Daniel is, which is present day Iraq, what we call, what's the old name for it? So as Gabriel is coming, there's another, before you get to that place, there are other lands, you know, and the spirit of that particular land is not too happy. You know, because the energy there is not pure. So that the spirit that decides to dwell there is very, not just chaotic, very negative. So he won't allow Gabriel to pass through the airspace because he knows once Gabriel passes there and gets to the land of Babylon, yeah, gets there, things are going to change. And because Gabriel is not a warrior, so he could not push himself through. You know, the angels have their own talent, put it that way. So he had to request Archangel Michael to come for help. And of course, Michael quickly showed up. And that spirit knows they have no prayer. They have no leg to stand. Michael shows up, you are gone. You know, because he's the chief commander of the heavenly army. So, and then Gabriel was able to tell Daniel, like, oh, that precious son of God, yes, God already answered. You don't need to, you know, God answered your prayer. And so you don't need to complete the thing. But, and so Daniel was able to, and things were able to be transformed. So Each country has a spirit that guides there. Like we do now, you know, you cannot invade somebody else's airspace. You know, there will be consequences unless there's an agreement. And so one of the things we also realize is the space, the land, the country, the people, what we dominate will be the way they live their life. What are their thought forms? When a country or a space is being used for malicious intent, it will draw those kind of malicious spirits there. And they will prevail. They might even prevail over the spirit of that land. So the spirit of the land lives. So if your intentions are evil and then all these people are coming to party here, so it keeps the spirit of the land. It doesn't vacate its thing. It just keeps it in limbo. And what can it do? Because you and the group, you invited those energy. And that's why in ashrams like this, if all our thoughts, every offering we're doing is positive, is about God, yes, then the rascals are not allowed to come in. You know, they might like, oh, let's go see what they are doing. But the moment they come around here, the vibration is not in harmony with them. So, and for them to do that, they will be committing suicide. Yeah. So that's why it's good for each of us in our own homes that our thoughts are pure. We are inviting the positive energy into our space. And not just inviting, but we act like it. We live like this. Then it continues to bring that, and the spirit of the land are happy. They are happy for, you know, wonderful, positive energy because it strengthens them. It allows them to be open to come to help us, you know, to be a blessing, to be a channel of the divine's blessings that is supposed to come to us. And the other thing is, if you frequent a particular space, or like your job or place, you have an atmosphere of influence, because it's a place you frequent, it's a place that has harmonized with you. So let's say you lose something, or somebody lose something, it will be easier for you to be able to find it or to be able to recognize what to do because your energy is in harmony with the spirit of that land. So they will help you faster than somebody who's just showing up. Unless that person is strong, you know, their energy is just overwhelmingly loving and, you know, yeah, so they will work with that. That also happens.
I have a question. How would you recommend to like spiritually read or to read like a spiritual book? Like, how can we get the most information out of a spiritual book?
So I think all of us can hear that. So we don't. If you are just, let's say like a Bible or like any book someone has written from that spiritual place. Sometimes the book that are, the information that are given downloaded, we must recognize that the language of this planet is different from the language of the astral. So sometimes there's a mistranslation or misinterpretation. But when everything works in harmony, when the message is clear, one of the ways to get the best out of any spiritual book, first of all, before you open the page, you pray that the wisdom of God will guide you, that they will guide you to, and that you'll be able to understand what is being presented to you. And then, before you then stay in silence for a while, And then listen to the inner guidance. One of the ways you can do that is, don't say, okay, I'm starting from page one. Just open a page. Just open a book. You'll be pleasantly surprised when you begin to say, oh, I need this. This is the message. And I do that a lot. And so when that comes, I will write it down. I'll write that page. It doesn't mean you shouldn't finish the whole book, but you will recognize that they bring you that message that is needed right there, or that you might need a few days from now. And so when you ask to be guided, you know, to have that understanding, you must ask for that understanding. Knowledge is knowledge, but it doesn't make sense if you don't have understanding of that knowledge. That's the wisdom that comes. So when you pray for that, you can always remember your words is power. So your prayer, we always think our prayers are not answered. Prayers are heard, and they will dispense it, the answer, depending on what is needed for each person or at that particular time. So when you ask for it, yeah, and then go in and enjoy yourself. And don't say, oh, well, I started with this. I'm not. No, sometimes they want you to go to another page. You don't even know the content of that, but when you go from there to there, then you will see that they harmonize, that the story, that the clarity is there. You know, sometimes they will lead you to even another book. I'm talking from my own personal experience. And sometimes you think they are not related, but then you find out, wow. So that's the easiest way. Don't just read from your own understanding. Read it from the understanding of spirit. Even a particular word that you do not think makes sense, because you've asked for that understanding, they will open it up for you. And like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. So that's the easy. And don't rush spiritual books. Read few at a time, so that the thing can digest. You know, you are not reading a story. Even if it's a story, but reading from that spiritual side. It's like take a muscle, you know, a little at a time and digest it, and then explore that. You'll be pleasantly surprised how powerful they become, a reflection of your own life, of your own. You know, sometimes you wonder, how did this person know what was going on for me? No, it's not the person, it's the spirit. And that's why they led you to that book, or that's why that book invited you to come and read it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Do we have other questions? Okay. We are grateful for the opportunity to hear the guidance of spirit. We surrender ourselves to the divine wisdom. May that continue to guide and enable us to live a fulfilled life. May honor and glory be unto the everlasting Creator, now and forevermore. And so it is.
And so it is. Amen.